This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is
this
no
gave
box.
You a different number to try.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Well, apparently, Ty Bollinger may have been abducted by UFOs. We don't know if there are aliens involved in this.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
Oh,
TMB.
Hey. Woo.
I thought TMB was synonymous with UFO. It's like an anagram or something.
Are you kidding? I was on like 12 seconds before the show started. I was early.
Dude, world record. Amazing. You impressed me with Dr. Bitar.
Ty would qualify as an unidentified flexing object.
Right? That's correct, man.
There you go. Right.
When this guy flexes, the aliens go back home.
Or an unidentified funny-looking object.
True, but probably frozen because you're up there, what is it, 10 degrees, 12 degrees? How cold is it tonight where you are?
Man, it is cold up here. We're in Pittsburgh. We celebrated the New Year's here. Mm-hmm. And the high today was 9.
Whoa!
And supposed to get down to -1, I just saw on the news. So it's cold. It is cold. Pittsburgh is frozen.
Stop being so negative. All right, that's not bad.
Maybe you won't get down to -1. Maybe they'll stay to +1, and I'm not being negative.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. Positive energy in the, well, of course, I'm being silly. If it's the temperature, it's the temperature. Except this is evidence of global warming. Except it's frozen. We redefine everything here. We just had interesting hour, TMB. You would have enjoyed it with John Rappaport talking about New York Times.
I did.
You heard it?
I did enjoy it. Yeah, I listened to most of it, and John was very interesting. It was interesting hearing the conversation. You know, the alien deal, the UFO deal, it's kind of bizarre, man. It's kind of weird because, you know, you look at people like, you know, Brianna was talking about the New York Times articles and all that. It's kind of mainstream now. You look at guys like Phil Schneider, who allegedly saw, a fight between the Blues and the Grays, these underground aliens, and there was, you know, special forces involved with it. I don't know if you've seen them. I've seen interviews with top military brass, both the United States and Canada, saying that they know that the Blues and the Grays exist in underground bases across the United States. And I mean, I've not seen them myself, but it's just pretty, it's bizarre. It's something to think about.
I don't know
what my position is on them.
TMB, early, many years before I was doing radio, I was always intrigued. We actually did cable access. Remember those things? You could do a show on cable access TV thing. And we actually did a show called Disclosure, funny enough, with some other filmmakers that were interesting. I was doing some interviews back then, even well before I was doing this. Because I was genuinely intrigued. I love to ask questions. I love to learn things I don't know or that I think I know a little about, I want to know more about. And one of the interviews I did was with Bill Cooper. You ever heard of William Cooper?
I've read about William Cooper. Yeah, I didn't know you interviewed him.
Yeah, his famous book, Behold a Pale Horse. And, you know, as I was talking to him, a lot of it was about, if it wasn't alien technology, it was just called UFO, it was advanced technology. Craft that could do things, that could enter the water at speeds that would rip apart all matter that you know about, and then come right back out of the water. And we're talking, the military was aware of this stuff. Now, I didn't have any way to validate it, so it's not something I ended up doing in our shows together. I thought, you know what would be more empowering to people until I have something, you know, concrete to describe, like we did. We had some concrete discussions with John about the UFO thing. But I said, you know, healing is important to me, as it is to you, because these are some real things happening to everybody that it's not hidden. and the ailments are not hidden. Maybe the cures for them, as we talked about, are not anymore, thanks to you and the truth about cancer. And I thought, you know, this is a way we can hit these subjects, show validity and credibility to stories that are not official, not, you know, not by the authoritarians. And then when we have information about things like UFOs and we present them, there's credibility because we haven't gone off the deep end, gone off the rail and just started throwing things out as fact that we don't know for certain is fact. Does that make sense?
Right. No, yeah, it does make a lot of sense. And, you know, the reality is stuff like UFOs or aliens, I don't talk about it much because, mm-hmm. you know, initially, you know, you talk to somebody about that, they don't know anything about you. They're like, oh, yeah, dude's a wacko. He's crazy. Talk about aliens. So you,
right.
know, you talk about stuff that we do have concrete proof for, mm-hmm. you know, like the cancer treatments, like the vaccine fraud. I mean, mm-hmm. we've got all the proof, all the evidence is on our side there. Then, you know, you establish that, and then you can talk about stuff that's a little bit more outside the box, like the aliens, or like, did we actually land on the moon in 1969 or not? You know, things like
right.
that you can talk about, and you don't have to have a definitive position on it, but you can at least breach the subject without being labeled a crazy person.
Well, and as our friend who we lost last year, Liam Schiff, talked about official stories, we begin to say, you know, you question the official stories. Why? Because there's a track record of the lies coming from the officials. And so, you know, you take it from there. You go, all right, plausibility in terms of their claims or not, and let's discuss it. Now, we have a great story to open up 2018. This is our first official outside the box of 2018. Yes, we're going even further outside the box. Our good buddy Mike Adams set up the 10, I believe it is, big science lies of 2018. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, but it's a hoot. There's a lot of good things in here to discuss as we look forward to navigating the terrain of bogusness within the mainstream media.
Well, let's talk about it, man. There's a lot of science lies going on out there, right? So let's hit them.
Mm-hmm. Number one on the list, all the chemicals in vaccines, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and personal care products are completely harmless and safe to consume in unlimited quantities. Believe it or not, there are some people that still claim this.
That's bizarre. It's bizarre in light of the fact that we look at some of the chemicals in vaccines, some of the preservatives in vaccines, and we know that we look at the material safety data sheets on these materials, and they're clearly toxic. Some of them are labeled as toxic. Some of them are even labeled as hazardous waste. So that's kind of bizarre. It's a bizarre position. But, see, you have to believe that mm-hmm. if you're a member of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and you push vaccines. That's
yes.
that's a prerequisite lie that you must believe mm-hmm. to hold that position. So it's dogma at that point, right? It's like Bobby Kennedy said, that it stops being science, it becomes a dogmatic position at that point. It becomes religion.
Yes,
because
yes.
otherwise your religion falls. You have to believe
right.
that.
So the big science lie, we're calling it a religious dogma, as you said, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Number two on the list, in fact, builds right on that. All vaccines are exhaustively tested, proven to work with 100% efficacy, and present no health risks whatsoever. Believe it or not, there are still scientists and doctors claiming this.
That's a good one. That's a good one in light of the fact that they present no health risk whatsoever, in light of the fact that $3.7 billion has been paid out to damage from vaccines. That's a good one. That's almost a comedic statement in and of itself. All vaccines are exhaustively tested. That's hilarious as well. In light of the fact, if we look at the Fluvival vaccine, the most popular flu vaccine, says on the package insert, it has not been tested to show that it's effective at preventing the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, that's another lie that you must believe if you're going to be a member of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and push vaccines.
Of course, TMB, it's just a bunch of ambulance-chasing attorneys that have gone after the government and gotten $3.7 billion payouts, right?
Exactly. That's all it is.
Of course, what we need to continue to communicate, as was done in the Truth About Vaccines, that there is a national, you know, what was it, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. In 86, it was passed, went into effect in 88. You couldn't sue the manufacturers of the vaccines if you were harmed or your family member was even killed. You had to go to a special magistrate or master within the government, and a taxpayer-funded, subsidized-funded pool of money was given out if they agreed that the vaccine might have had something to do with your ailment, illness, or death. And if you come in yeah. with the term autism, you'll likely be rejected outright.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Even though until 2013, the Sanofi Pasteur DPT vaccine, the Tripedia vaccine, listed autism as a possible side effect, as adverse event of that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're crazy if you think that it happened. Even though it was on the list as a possible side effect, you know, it's hidden in plain sight. But look, we know that the CDC whistleblower story, William Thompson, we know about the statistics, the three times the amount of autism in black baby boys from the MMR vaccine. We know about all this. This is open. It's not debated now. It's open knowledge. We have the documents, 10,000 documents. But should it surprise us? I mean, in light of this, Mike mentions Tuskegee. Should it surprise us that they were, that the CDC was quiet about the damage being done to black baby children in light of what we did to the Tuskegee in the Tuskegee experiment? The
right.
U.S. government has been complicit in medical experimentation on black people.
By the way, while Obama was president for 8 years, this was going on, just so you know. And then they want to claim Trump's a racist. Oh, wait, what happened prior to Trump even getting there? Yeah, exactly. All right, snowflakes are melting everywhere, despite the temperatures that are low. Big science lie number three.
Yeah.
There are an infinite, by the way, there's advancement in science. We get that. And this one is not it. But there, according to scientists, there are an infinite number of genders, and a person can instantly and magically override their gene expression by spontaneously wishing to be something that they are not. And if you agree with this, you are an intolerant bigot. Even Bill Nye, the science guy, believes in this, I don't know, gender non-specificity.
Oh, that's absurd. You're male or female, buddy. That's it. There's not any ambiguity. There's not any, it's not subjective. It's very objective test. It's male or female. Now, you may be a less masculine male or a more masculine female, but the reality is you're either male or female, and it's not about how you feel. you can tell. If you're a doctor, you can tell.
Yeah, exactly. Except for those that...
Even if you're not a doctor, you can tell.
Having a different agenda, but not ours. Big science lie number four. Everything in the universe is caused by what used to be called global warming. Now they call climate change.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's funny. The kids were in the car yesterday and having a conversation about that because it was global warming, and then it started cooling for a while, and they had to change it from global warming to climate change. And so with a generic term like climate change, how can anyone argue that climate change is happening? It happens all the time. Happened from the time we left from Nashville to go to Pittsburgh. The temperature dropped 30 degrees. That's climate change by definition. Happens every day. Happens every second of every day. Yeah, the climate changes. But the question is climate change caused? Is detrimental climate change caused by man?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other question than does the climate change, which of course it does.
Well, and if some of the arguments include, there was mass migrations almost a century before the invention of the internal combustion engine, and that's due to climate change or what was global warming, you know they're off their rocker because they're supposed to claim it's only because of man. Well, what was man doing before that? Burning wood? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Outside the Box, first edition 2018 with Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSV, and Super D. Continue the countdown after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger. Outside the box, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take you to Organics, our friends Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, and all the wonderful products we take here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, number five is we're counting down the big hits of 2018. Big Science Live, number five, Casey Kasem. What is it? Do you have it in front of you, TMB?
Big Science Line number five says, all herbs, nutrients, dietary supplements, chiropractic care, and Chinese medicine treatments are completely worthless and might even kill you, but statin drugs will save your life. Wow, that's amazing that that's still believed. They do believe that, though. They do believe it, but it's not true. It's not
you
true.
Know,
we know that on the FDA.gov website, they admit that the supplements that they've approved, that the drugs they've approved, not supplements, the drugs they've approved, would kill 100,000 people a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not aware of anyone dying from herbs or dietary supplements. I mean, there may have been one or two in history, but
no, you know, the Poison Control Centers, you know, report on these things, and it's just basically not happening. It's statistically insignificant, as we should say. Now, I wonder, if somebody's on a statin drug, wouldn't you be doing them a service to put one of those little signs on their back that says, kick me, I'm on a statin drug? Because the risk of getting a bruise to your bottom is much less than the death that could ensue by being on a statin drug to reduce cholesterol, which is vital for youth and hormones and brain health and longevity.
Oh, absolutely, Robert. And, you know, statins have been linked to how many tens of thousands of deaths? I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd how dangerous and how toxic statin drugs are, yet they're still pushed by medical doctors. But you go to those same medical doctors and say, hey, doc, what about taking some good, you know, organic supplements and, you know, throwing some herbs and spices into my salad and and, you know, maybe even uses some acupuncture and chiropractic, and I say, oh, you're nuts. What are you talking about? All you need is drugs. The medical profession is backwards, totally backwards.
And then you got Scott Gottlieb, and I don't know, man, Trump, if he'd ever pay attention to that guy, he'd fire him. I mean, he's saying, homeopathy, a great danger. Homeopathic remedies need to be regulated even more.
You know, you can tell that to our cat Miracle that was attacked by dogs next door when we used to live in Texas and literally couldn't move, was bleeding out of the mouth, bleeding out of the rectum. And we just knew Miracle was going to die. And Charlene got Arnica, Montana, homeopathy. Put it in the cat's mouth, and the cat's still with us. It's Tabitha and Charity's favorite cat, sleeps with him at night. This is 5 years later. So, you know, tell that to the cat that homeopathy is dangerous. It saved that cat's life. And the good thing about pets is there's no placebo effect. That cat didn't get better because he thought he was going to get better. He didn't know what Charlene was sticking in his mouth.
Arnica, homeopathy. Okay, big science line number six. Maybe the people that claim homeopathy are dangerous are sucking down too much of this, the brain-damaging fluoride in the water, still being added because those in government and those in certain local municipalities are still under the impression that it's good for you in some way, shape, or form, including your dental health.
That's a good one. That's, well, you know, I'm here in Pittsburgh. This is the start of the fluoridation line with Alcoa. And Alcoa hired none other than who? Do you remember?
Who was the propagandist that they got to sell it?
Bernays.
Mm-hmm. Bernays himself.
Edwin Bernays. Edwin Bernays, who wrote the book called Propaganda, who was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. They hired him to spin their propaganda campaign to convince the masses that the toxic waste that was scraped from the stacks here at the aluminum smelting industry was actually good for their teeth. And he did a great job. And despite the fact that there were no scientific studies, and there still are no scientific studies to show that this type of fluoride that's dripped into the water, which is either hydrofluorosilicic acid or sodium fluoride, is good to prevent cavities. None, no studies. I dare anyone to try to provide it because they don't exist. The majority of people still think, based on those lies from the 1940s, that fluoride is good for your teeth and prevents cavities.
Yeah. And those people still think it's not rat poison. It is, in fact. And it is the basis for Prozac, which we have a story to talk about a little later on that. Big science lie number eight, at the top, all the top science authorities and medical experts never lie, never engage in propaganda motivated by politics or profit, and they can be trusted without question.
Boy, do we even need to talk about that? Or is that
no, no comment, no
face,
comment.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big science lie number nine, perfectly safe to saturate all your food with glyphosate, the herbicide from Monsanto, because they say, well, just like Agent Orange, it's harmless.
Well, yeah, and they believe in it so much that they serve that food to their thousands of employees, don't they? Oh, wait, they don't. They serve organic in their cafeteria.
Yeah, they know better not to feed their own employees the very crap and poison that they're selling to the rest of the world and claiming we're the ones that are out of our minds. No, they are. We got one more big science lie, and we'll talk about it after the break, and then we're going to go into a great story about a woman who beat deadly cancer even after chemo failed her. What did she use? Stand by. We'll let you know.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving.
Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I have a fair degree of confidence that these 10 science lies in 2018 will melt like the snowflakes that can't handle this truth. And I don't know. It's a fair degree of confidence. I don't know. TMBA, do you have a high degree of confidence that these things will melt this year? Will this be the year, like we talk about disclosure on so many things? A lot of stuff happened in 2017. A lot of things were revealed. And you, my friend, were a big part of those revelations.
You know, I have no doubt that the snowflakes will continue melting throughout 2018. I'm as sure of that as I'm as sure that Frosty the Snowman would melt in the Texas sun.
Interesting. But is it due to normal atmospheric occurrences, global warming, climate change, or UFOs?
It's due to the fact that we're busting the lid on all the snowflakes and telling them that they're a bunch of babies so they can keep melting. It's the analogy that's happening right now, Robert. It's just an analogy. You've heard of those, right?
Well, UFOs come down and give you analogy probes. So, yeah, I've heard about those.
Yeah, having a good time with you tonight, buddy. Having a good time. Just watching, looking at the frozen Pittsburgh skyline right now.
Wow. And there are icebergs on the Three Rivers, right?
The Three Rivers, the last couple of days, I've never seen it before. And Charlene grew up in the area, and she said she'd never seen it like this. They literally, the Three Rivers were frozen. Now, there's a little bit of water moving now, but the last few days, it looked like a giant sheet of ice coming together right there at what they call the point in Pittsburgh. And it's amazing.
Yeah. You liberals better pray for global warming or else it's going to be ice age time for you. All right. So what do we got? Big science slide number 7, which I skipped over. Apologies. Exposure to toxic chemicals, heavy metals, chemotherapy, and pesticides don't cause cancer. Cancer is caused entirely by random chance and cannot be prevented or cured. TMB, you of all people know that that's obviously the truth.
Well, look, here's the thing. Let's just use their own statements against them. On the American Cancer Society's own website, there's a PDF document called Cancer Facts and Figures. And in that document, it says that about 80 to 85% of cancers are caused by toxicity, environment, lifestyle choices, and so forth. Only 15% or so are genetic, according to the American Cancer Society. So, no, that's not true. And even their own statements say that's not true. But that's the most popular thing you're going to hear if you go into the office of a conventional oncologist is, hey, we're sorry, it's bad luck, it's bum luck, bad genes, whatever. You don't have your lifestyle, your choices, your nutrition, toxicity has nothing to do with it. All we can do is just poison that cancer, hope we kill it. And that gives them comfort in the position that cancer can be killed with chemicals, but the choices that you make, the dietary choices, the foods don't have anything to do with it. That's how they can continue that lie. That's like the vaccine pushers believing that there's everything safe and effective in vaccines. They have to believe that in order for them to keep their faulty position. And it's the same with the cancer treatments.
TMB, all of these science lies have two things sort of in common. One is that they are directly toxic to your good health. And two is they're disempowering to your good health. And again, they're parallel tracks. And, you know, it's sort of like when we talk with Dr. Bitar and everybody that's been involved in the truth about cancer and all of that, we talk about the primary cause of disease, toxicity and deficiency. And not just physical, of course, we can measure physiological toxins, but as we talk about emotional, mental, spiritual, all these things come into play when it comes to health healing or disease decay and dying. But these science lies are really contributing to that unnecessary and accelerated disease decay and dying. Now, we move to number 10 on the list, and the science lie number 10, what is this? Your baby isn't fat, you're not a bad parent. Where is he going with this one?
I don't know. You know, I didn't get a chance to get down to that one, but I did see the headline. Your baby isn't fat, you're a bad parent. What? So you're not feeding it all of the estrogen-laden soy formula that's going to get a baby fat? I'm not really sure.
This indeed is about the obesity epidemic, right? We talk about they've normalized, extended girths, right? The idea, though, is that, it must be genetic, it's not your fault. Or maybe, you know what, you're feeding them too much sugar. They might even say that, but then they'll switch them over to synthetic artificial sweeteners that can also be as toxic or more toxic and increase the fat.
Yeah.
We go to the saturated fats. No, those aren't bad, but the hydrogenated oils are still talking margarine.
Yeah. And Mike's so funny. I mean, I just love his sense of humor, and I know you do too, but I got to read a couple of sentences here because it's so funny. And I know that Charlene and the kiddos are listening, so they'll get a kick out of this. It says, keep them more homogenized, feed them more homogenized, pasteurized milk and sugared up cookies. Nobody's actually fat anymore. They're just oversized. It's good to train them early too, because once they grow up looking like obese slobs, you can teach them how to play the victim and attack people for their fat shaming. Your problem isn't you. It's all those other people who are fat shaming, you see.
Wow. Your problem isn't you. It's all those other people, right? Externalize everything. Take no responsibility for your own health. Now, granted, we've had generations of parents now in the 20th to 21st century that have lost sight of the importance of food quality. And that's a big message here on this show as we talk about gardening and growing your own food or making friends with your organic gardeners, canning food in the summer so that you have it for the winter when you can't grow up north, things like that that were considered now anachronistic or passé need to come back into vogue, so to speak, so that should there be extended periods of cold weather like this or power outages, that we're prepared. It's, I think, our obligation, our Creator, to lay down the ground rules. Watch what happens in history on this planet. Stuff happens, UFOs or not. And you've got to be prepared lest you depend upon the government. And that is the ultimate disaster.
It is. It is the ultimate disaster. I got to read one more line here from this. I'm reading through this big science slide number 10. It's just so funny. So obesity isn't really a disease if you don't want it to be. Just say you're transmorphic and claim your new self-identity as a 125-pound dainty woman, even if you're a 350-pound obese man. After all, if men can now claim to be women, why can't those obese men claim to be a petite woman?
Yes.
Mike got away with it, man. It makes me laugh.
We need more 350-pound ballerinas who are male, yeah, by the way. Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's obviously it's silly, it's tongue-in-cheek, but seriously, clean up your food act. Put the clean things. If you're not for yourself, do it for your kids and give them an opportunity. Give them a fighting chance to have a healthy adult life. Give them a basis for, let's say, a strong, you know, perspective. It's how do you build a house, right, from that foundation? And these kids, of course, are coming in to a time when their parents have been toxic and deficient, and so they're suffering. Then part of the snowflake generation to acknowledge is the toxicity, is the deficiency, outside of the emotionality of parents raising their kids to never win or lose, which is not how life works.
Yeah, I agree, Robert. You know, you, as a parent, you've got to teach your kid good habits. Teach your kid to eat clean food. Teach your kid to exercise. Teach your children what they need to know. It's a parent's job. Now, you know, I've told you before, and we were watching earlier an episode of The 600-Pound Life, and it deals with these morbidly obese people that are trying to lose weight. And the thing that you see almost across the board, Robert, and I've used this analogy before, and maybe I use the 600-pound life analogy too much, but the parents always enable, and the siblings always enable. They like, you know, the kid, the person can't get out of bed, but they're mm-hmm. buying pizzas and getting them delivered for them. Why? Because they've taught them bad habits their whole life. It's so important as a parent. Teach your kid good habits. Teach them good eating habits, exercise habits, how to be healthy. And it'll go with them when they're older. It's the parents' jobs to do that.
Yeah, and it's hard. I often say, well, if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for your kids. But it's kind of a halfway thing because the kids watch you. And if they see you eating the garbage, they're going to grow up and go, well, you know, they told me not to, but they did it, right? Where are you learning it? And so when people ask me, how come your kids eat, like, when they're out, they just eat what you eat? It's like, because that's what we eat. You do what you normally do. Now, granted, they're going to have the opportunity as adults to make different choices, but I'd like to give them the opportunity to learn from their choices, right? As opposed to be like me, victimized, if you will. I use the air quotes, right? By my ignorance and my parents' ignorance. I'm not mad at them because I've learned a lot, valuable lessons, the hard way, true, but I had to indelibly learn them so that I could do what I do here on the air with you and the Truth About Cancer and bring that power to heal back where it belongs. So for me, it was worth all the suffering in the world. And people with cancer who have overcome it have described to you in the Truth About Cancer how even that, as horrible as it was valuable for them to learn. And fortunately, some of them have learned before it's too late.
Yeah, yeah, and some of them have become empowered before it's too late. And again, that's the message, right? The power to heal is yours. And I was watching some cancer testimonials today that we shot at the Orlando Live event. And across the board, everyone that we got on film said that their oncologist told them, it doesn't matter if you eat junk. It doesn't matter. You don't need to exercise. You don't need to watch what you're eating. You don't need to supplement. You don't need to detoxify. Across the board, every oncologist in these videos I was watching today, you know, kind of proofing all of these testimonial stories, they all said the same thing. Nutrition doesn't matter. It's bizarre that we're in a, mm-hmm. in a situation now with medicine where the mainstream believes that what you put in your body doesn't affect your body's performance. Of course it does.
Talking about disclosure, UFOs, and cancer. A British retiree turning heads around the globe as she completely reversed her myeloma using only a component found in turmeric. And the curcumin that she was using, apparently, a bunch of it. But after a failed chemo attempts three times, she still had the cancer. And now the Daily Mail reports, in addition to Natural Blaze, it's linked up in the show notes. Again, another success story. They can't contain it.
Yeah, curcumin is the component in turmeric that is the most heavily studied for its medicinal benefits. So that's what the curcumin is. I was talking to Casey Krejci recently, and I'm well aware of this. You're well aware of this as well. I mean, we've you know, there's different products out there with turmeric in it. And turmeric is the most studied herb, to my knowledge, for its anti-cancer effects, right up there with CBD. Very effective with anti-cancer effects as well. But turmeric is just universally studied. And everybody in the natural health world knows that it treats cancer effectively. Casey was mentioning someone that had squamous cell carcinoma right on their lip. He actually showed us pictures of a lady that had a relatively big, you know, tumor, probably the size of a dime, mm-hmm. on above her upper lip, which that's a huge tumor if it's right above your mouth. And used curcumin and coconut oil, and I think a little bit of cayenne pepper was the mixture. And over the course of a couple of weeks, took pictures, and the tumor fell out, and her skin grew back, and now she's totally normal.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And, folks, you can get the turmeric. We're utilizing the turmeric 3D from our friends at organics.com. And Ty can't tell you what I can tell you about it because I'm not selling any. And it works. It's phenomenal, along with the many other products. We've been talking to Doc Newsom almost every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The unique formulations, the fermented food products, as well as the addition of the fulvic acid, the humic acid, how it's making it bioavailable to enter the cells in extraordinarily beneficial ways. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We got one more story as we've had a glorious open to 2018 with my good buddy TMB, Ty Bollinger, and Outside the Box. It continues after this break. Check it out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you
retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like, I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you who are listening in Oklahoma and who are depressed because of the double overtime loss to the Georgia Bulldogs, please, whatever you do, do not resort to Prozac. I'm just saying. Same with Clemson, South Carolina, who lost Alabama handily. 30 years after Prozac arrived, we still buy the lie that chemical imbalances cause depression. TMB. This is a lie that has been going on for decades. This whole idea, chemical imbalance. They've never once measured it. They don't know what it is, but they found that if they blocked the reuptake of serotonin, it impacted feelings and sensation. They said, that must be the cause of depression. That is not science, but that's what passes as science even today.
Yeah, it's not science. We know that serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, a lot of the neurotransmitters in the brain, they do affect our moods. There's no doubt about that. But they've never shown that depression is due to an imbalance of certain chemicals. We know that depression can be linked to lower levels of the uptake of certain neurotransmitters. But chemical imbalance is just a generic term that can be used to push drugs. And that's exactly what they've done with Prozac. Isn't it Prozac that is almost always linked with these shootings?
Yes, the SSRI class of drugs, outside of the Ritalins of methylphenidate in childhood. But yes, indeed, you'll find that these drugs are a common contributor to the aberrant behaviors. They've described this in the psychiatric journals of a removal of the governor on certain behaviors, right? You could have suicidal thoughts or even homicidal thoughts, but most people would never act on them because there's a governor on their behavior. But those drugs remove them. And suddenly these people now, whether they're programmed by governments or not to do so, they now will engage in those, not only the thoughts, but the behaviors that result in disaster to themselves and others.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, we go all the way back to the first ones I remember when we first got out of college, got married, and Charlie and I moved to Dallas was the Columbine. Mm-hmm. The Columbine murders, and both of those kids were on serious SSRIs, weren't they?
Yeah, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, Prozac as well as Ritalin as well was part of the play. And, you know, bowling for Columbine was that, remember that movie, which was the anti-Second Amendment gun rights movie by Michael Moore?
Yep.
And, of course, look at the guy that doesn't, he just went for the symptom, right? Those were tools that were used, but nothing about it. Even though he's been presented with this information, has he ever gone public on the fact that those drugs are the primary, as far as triggers, not the triggers that are used in the firearms, but the primary triggers to alter the behavior of those on those medicines. So every prescription for Prozac or an SSRI is an experiment every time.
It is. And it's, you know, blaming guns for those murders when they really, as you just mentioned, were they're caused by the removal of the governor, right, in people because of these drugs. Blaming guns for violence is kind of like blaming, you know, a car for the death of someone that was run over because the brakes didn't work. Well, it's not the car, it's the brakes on the car. And those governors have been removed. That's what these SSRIs do. They make people do things they wouldn't otherwise do. And sometimes the murders are done with guns. Sometimes they're done with knives. Sometimes they do other weird stuff. But it's not the object's fault. It's the drug causes the reaction in the person.
Exactly. And did you hear last hour we were talking about those who have received medical marijuana cards that have asked permission to do that, which is their birthright, suddenly now are treated like subjects with privileges, not humans with rights. And their Second Amendment rights, protected rights, are taken away from them, according to the way the feds are treating the MMJ cards.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That it's not new, though. That's been happening for a couple of years, but it's getting more mainstream now. Yeah, they're saying you got to can't own a gun. They should do that. Well, they shouldn't do that. But if they're going to do that, do it to people that have Prozac prescriptions, not marijuana.
Yeah, or the violence of people who are alcoholics. We know that there's, you know, horrible violent actions when people are drunk, not so much with cannabis. Also, cannabis, the CBD side, can address a lot of the anxiety and sometimes depression. THC might increase paranoia. We understand there's medicinal reasons for both or one or the other. But, man, oh, man, they don't get it. Those people still using fluoride-based Prozac have not got the memo. They're decades behind where we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, going outside the box each and every week with TMB, Ty Bollinger. Anything we need to know before we got to go, TMB?
Well, you know, they need to know that I enjoy the show with you, and they need to know that it's always a pleasure. Oh, yeah, and they also need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Almost forgot that, my friend. It is. All right, back next week with more Ty Bollinger, and tomorrow with, well, Sacred Fire Liberty.
Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.